Aircheckdownloads.com.
Rubber Bullets represented the first taste of number one hit-making for 10cc. This must have been particularly gratifying for Eric Stewart, the only member who did not have a writing credit on the song. Eric had previously been involved with Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, whose biggest seller, The Game of Love, reached number two on the listing in 1965. When the Mindbenders split from their leader, they scored immediately singing Groovy Kind of Love, which again stalled at number two in 1966. The Mindbenders eventually broke up, and Eric Stewart formed Hot Legs with Kevin Godley and Log Cream. Their only chart entry in this guise, Neanderthal Man, peaked at, yes, you've guessed, number two in 1970. Hot Legs became 10cc, and when their debut outing, Donna, also climbed to number two, Eric must have thought he was doomed never to reach the top. But his luck finally changed when, on the 23rd of June 1973, Rubber Bullets began a seven-day occupation of pole position. It was also a debut number one for Jonathan King's UK label. None of JK's many efforts under other names and on other labels ever made it to the summit, and Rubber Bullets remains his only claim to a chart topper.
On BBC Radio in the Midlands, it's Network Gold with John Platt.
Hey, oh yes.
Updating the travel news all day, every day. Every day. BBC in the Midlands Travel.
Well, we're still quite slow on the motorways so far this evening. A lot of rain coming down across our region, making it slow going. I'm Molly Green, BBC WM Travel for the West Midlands and Warwickshire.
Good evening, this is Network Gold with me, John Platt, on this Saturday, the 28th of October, 2000. At 7:30, you can hear rarely played recordings by the Fifth Estate, Raoul Donner, the Stargazers, PJ Proby and Neil MacArthur, as I clear another batch of requests and queries. And in the pick of the recent re-releases, there'll be offerings from the Mamas and Poppers, Neil Diamond and Malcolm Roberts. But first, I'm taking you back 38 years to the UK Top 40 as it stood on this day in 1962. The Joe Loss Orchestra Must Be Madison, which had come from nowhere to land at number 39 on the UK Top 40 on this day in 1962. It was one of six new entries, the others being You Know What I Mean by the Vernon's Girls at number 37, Speedy Gonzales by Pat Boone at number 35, Sun Arise by Rolf Harris at number 33, Love Me Do by the Beatles at number 32, and at number 31, Marty Wilde's 13th and last hit single. Ever Since You Said Goodbye by Marty Wilde, the highest of the six new entries to be found on the UK Top 40. On this day in 1962, it stood at number 31. Moving into the upper half of the listing and on the way down were Brenda Lee's It Started All Over Again at number 19 and Frank Ifield's I Remember You at number 18. And both had been overtaken by this disc featuring Susan Morn. Susan Morn and Bobby's Girl, which had made the move from number 23 to number 17 on the UK Top 40 on this day in 1962. Also on the rise, but having made more modest progress, was this offering from Mr. Acker Bilk and the Leon Young String Chorale.
AircheckDownloads.com.